Hey, good morning. We're continuing with Fayodim Hilchos Shabbos Klal Gimel, and we learned Siman Yud, where the Fayodim at the end of Siman Yud talks about that in the Beis Yisrael, so all actions are going to be prohibited because of a concern, even though the individual who's working there is a kabbalan. But even a kabbalan, if the Jew tells the kabbalan to do the work specifically on Shabbos, the Jew tells them before Shabbos to do it on Shabbos, or the Jew tells them on Shabbos to do that work, is going to be usher. Because one is on the premise of the Jew, there is always that perception that he's doing the work because the Jew asked him to do it at that point in time. I do want to point out that there are some Achronim who do not accept this idea of the Chayadim. We spoke about before the Maris Ayin that Chazal were concerned about. We mentioned there were multiple explanations in the Maris Ayin. One is that people will think the person is a Sechir Yom as opposed to a Kabbalan. And we said according to that reasoning, in any scenario where a person is, it's well known that this is done with Kabbalanus, it's not a problem. And we said the second concern, that like the Chayyam says over here, that people will think the person was instructed even as a Kabbalan to do the work specifically on Shabbos. But not everybody agrees to that. There are multiple Achronim on record, the Mershag, and the Maram Shik, which are not concerned about that. And therefore, this even in Beis Yisrael, a person who's a Kabbalan would be mutzer to do work. However, the Mishabura does quote the Chayyam, so we tend to follow the Chayyam. But in a scenario where there are other mitigating circumstances, other reasons why possibly it's mutter, we would bring in these opinions to use it as a bolstering that argument. Okay, there is another concern about the work being done on the premise of the Jew, which we need to clarify before we discuss some types of heterim, which is known as Zilusa de Shabbos. There's a concern that the action which one is doing, even if it's in a permitted fashion, but it seems to degrade the sanctity of Shabbos. The exact case that the halacha gives is a case of a mill which is running on Shabbos. Beheter, but because it's very noisy, it's usher. There's a machloikas and halacha why the case is usher. This is found at the end of Siman Reish Nun Beis. Why is that a problem? One explanation is because of a Maris Ayin issue. People see the mill running, they'll think maybe that the owner of the mill, the Jewish owner of the mill, set the mill going on Shabbos or added in grain to be ground on Shabbos, which is the Melach HaPtoche. Others say that the issue is simply the noise. Here something is taking place on Shabbos and it's being done in a very noisy fashion that draws attention to it. So even though there's no Maris Ayin at all, the simple fact that it's taking place on Shabbos is degrading to the sanctity of Shabbos. So based on that, Shir Shabbos Kehilchasa and Rav Scheinberg and others suggest that we have nowadays many machines which we use in our house. We have vacuum cleaners, we have dryers, which can be quite noisy. So even if the scenario would be that they're going to be being used in a permitted halachic fashion, there still is this concern of Zilus of the Shabbos. So one should be concerned about that. So arguably, if you have a non-Jewish worker on one's premise, and they want to vacuum, so in above and beyond the concern of the Chayyadim, that there's a Maris Ayin, there's also the Shabbos. It's a noisy thing to have this vacuum cleaner running around the building, etc. So that is another concern which one must take into consideration. So even if you've solved the Maris Ayin issue, you still have this concern of Zilus of the Shabbos. Okay, so now the Chayyadim comes along and he says that when it's in the house of the Jew, it's going to be problematic automatically. There's an interesting quote from Moshe Feinstein where he limits the idea of this Chayyadim. This is found in the Sefer Amir al-Akum from Rabbi Simcha Bonham Kohn. I have the older version. I think the newer version, they added more pages. It's found on page 92. In a footnote, he says he heard from Rav Moshe that Moshe is going to put a limit on this issue of the Chayodim, when the malacha is taking place in the Jewish home. There are certain types of malacha, and let's say you have somebody who works in the house, they do on a regular basis. And so there's no reason to believe that I'm going to discuss with this individual specifically on Shabbos to do that. It's part of the regular daily activities that they need to do around the house. So the Chayyadim's concern of a Amir al-Akum in that situation is not going to be a problem. We still would have the rule, even if the person is the Kabbalah, you have to tell them not to do it. You have to tell them that they should not do it on Shabbos. But then if you've done that and they choose to do it on Shabbos, so that's their own decision. So you're mechuyev to try and stop them. If they say that they want to do it then, you're not mechuyev to offer them any money in that situation. And they can continue doing it as such. And the concern of the Marasayin of the Chayyadim doesn't apply because people know that this is part of the standard list of activities that the person is supposed to do under the circumstances. So there's no reason why people will have a Marasayin to think that the Jews specifically told them to do it on Shabbos. We'll give an example of that, the Bez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.